Start out this morning with a Tongan kava ceremony. This is something that's performed all over the South Pacific Islands, in Polynesia, in Melanesia, and Micronesia, all over the Pacific. It's a way of greeting visitors. It's a way of having polite conversation. It's a way of people getting together in a formal way that makes them friendly, gives them a chance to give speeches and make compliments to each other. And it's a very important part of their culture, and it has been for hundreds, perhaps thousands of years. The Tonga Islands are one of the more southern parts of Polynesia. If you take off from Hawaii and go down towards New Zealand and Australia, you'd have to take a detour even farther south, and just before you get to the international date line, you'll come to Tonga. It's quite a long way away. And the people there have been isolated from the rest of the Pacific Rim for quite a long time, and their culture remains very, very traditional. We're going to get started in just a moment. They're bringing the elements of the kava ceremony, the mixing bowl, the water, the coconut drinking cups, and the kava root. And I know that the gentlemen who are going to be talking about the ceremony will explain in detail what all these things mean. Just to give you a quick rundown, after the kava ceremony this morning, we're expecting the Jacksonville Chinese Cultural Association dance troupe, and there's going to be a lot of very colorful folk dancing right here in this area. That's about 10:30 to 11. And then after that will come a steel guitar workshop. Hawaiian country and gospel will be performing here between 11 and 12. And then this stage will be taken over by the fiddle contest, I believe, for the rest of the afternoon. So the folk culture elements will be going on at the narrative stage and at the... And oops, don't miss it. Right over here will be the folk craft area in that tent over there. So please, when you get finished having a look over here, stop over there too. You'll see some very, very interesting things. Let me stop for just a moment, and you catch your breath, and we'll be starting our kava ceremony in just a couple of minutes.
Hello, hello, yeah. All right. Is there any difference, do you think?
Say something into the microphone. Aloha.
Talofa lava.
We'll be beginning in just a couple minutes. I'd like to let you all know, you're probably not aware that there is a good-sized Polynesian population in Florida that has moved here partly through the entertainment industry in Central Florida and are in Polynesian restaurants to other parts of Florida, and also through affiliation with different churches that have done significant missionary work in the South Pacific, such as the Mormon Church or the Methodist Church. But there is a good-sized Polynesian population. You'll be able to see the arts of Hawaii, Tonga, Samoa, and other places here at the festival. If you could go over to the folk arts tent in a little while, you'll be able to see some Fijian arts over there, and there will be presentations throughout the day.
As soon as the girls get here, we're going to start. Malolei. Pia maloho mo lava mai hea honi. We're going to try to demonstrate to you this ring that we have in Polynesia. And this is not a thing that we just started. This is start from way, way back. We don't know when. But we trace it all the way back, all the way over here to South America. That's where we find this stuff over here. It's called kava. It's one type of pepper plant. And we grow them, and then what we drink here is the root of that plant. There is no side effect of any kind. I think nowadays you can go to drugstore, and if you are a HEPA patient, this is the right drink for you. We'll relax you, make you sleep. Yeah, you have a lot of problem, drink this. They forget about the problem. That's what we got at home. We drink too much of this stuff, we don't have no problem. As you see all these people here that sit around, this is how we do it, but before we're going to start our ceremony, I'm going to have our chief, Namotubo, to explain to you. He knows more than I do. But before we start, Hapa Hauli, as soon as the skills come out, we will. Okay.
The original story in Tonga, how the cover plant grew, started in the olden days. They sacrificed to the king, and this couple, they only have one daughter, and they sacrificed her to the king, and somehow that the king didn't want their only daughter, but when she died, they buried her, and the cover plant grew. So the story about it, it's so touchy. It's a heartfelt story about this thing. But also in India, they found this plant. But I tell you, there are a lot of this plant grow in your house, Orlando. I think, how did you brought the stuff in? In Hawaii, we have a lot of these plants in Hawaii too. And but today, this formal traditional, the last cover ceremony that I attend was our coronation of our region king, King Tubo the Fourth. He was crowned in 1966. And that cover ceremony took the whole day. Could you believe how many chiefs sitting around and they have to present all the food? But we don't have the food today to present it. And 5 o'clock, yes, we have a Hawaiian luau here. For those of you who want to please attend it, we're going to have some fun with you today. And the taubo are ready. The speech I'm going to perform first will be the address of the cover. I'll perform it in the Tongan language first, and maybe if you want to ask a question, I'll ask me and I'll try to put it into English.
Kapu boe presteni a prema Amerika. E a hodi o kumau veke veke. E fai ma mali e. Kumau tuku mai. E toi a koi o mau wanga fafanua. Kapu boe kowana o Florida. O atu boe whakamalo. We are Tapu Boy Hawaii Kakume Ye Alfi. Tapu Boy Fafa Fonga Purang America Tima. Tapu Boy Kaina Fisi. Tapu Boy Kaina Menusila. Tapu Boy Hawaii Kakume. We had to talk about the former in Hawaii. The more, how more here for? Not one of mana. The only of Tauweke, Weke, Frank of Mari of Tauwau. What's our cover? Toi kamae, bebat. That's it, folks.
Thank you. And of course, if you folks want to taste this, it's $10 a cup. No, you're welcome to it. Just raise your hand, the girls will deliver it to you. Of course, if you have any questions, please let us know. Yes, ma'am. My turn. Is on the occasion. Tina, lovely Tina over here represent the President of America and the Governor of America. She's in the committee with the Folk Fair. And we're very fortunate that she invited us here, so she's the main person today. Okay? And this gentleman is from Fiji. This gentleman is from New Zealand. This gentleman from Tonga. And the young lady, she's from Molokai, Hawaii. And this is one of the missionary son that came to the island. And he's from the island of Samoa. This is Ngalumalemana from the island of Samoa, representing Samoa. We are not all the Polynesian James are not here, but this is the only people that we have here today. And they all have names. Yes. See, in order to sit in this occasion, you have to have a name. except Tina. We call it the Fahu. You know, when Captain Cook came to the island, that's why he called Tonga the Friendly Island, because he was the man that they serve the cover, and all the food and all the gifts goes to him. So Tina is Captain Cook today. Yes, yes. Yes, to tell you the truth, I was shocked to see it on TV. Yes, and I say, sir, for all these years we've been learning from you guys, it's about time you guys learn from us. Okay. To tell you the truth, I'm a chief. I'm not supposed to do this serving. Okay? It's supposed to be a talking chief doing that. You're right. You're probably in the island. You know that. That's good. Good question. A chief, see, like today, the main chief today is Tina, paramount chief of today's ceremony. Okay? Because of the folk festival, she's a person from the committee. See, I think that those capsules is not real like this one. This is a real one. And of course, we invite you all. 5 o'clock, we have a full Polynesian production show here with a delicious luau, Hawaiian luau. Okay? Please come around and see us. I think that's about the time that we have. We have some more program, I understand. Okay, if you have any more questions, please let me know. Okay, the person that doing all this, I supposed to have another chief on this side. He's the one that's going, Kavago Heka. I'm the one that say, Avea Martina. I'm the one that know all. See, this is called the To'a. The To'a have one guy on this side and three guys in the back. But this is the only Polynesian the immigration let to come in. So we have a hard time in immigration in Hawaii. Yes, yes. To'a. To'a. Yeah. To'a. The cover circle, it's called Alofi. This is the Alofi. So in the Alofi, everybody have to have a title to be in it. If you don't have a title, you can stand and watch. Yes, it's very taboo in the island to sit in the Alofi if you don't have the title. Yes, ma'am. To'a. To'a. Yeah, To'a. If you say it fast, To'a. Yes, and traditionally, it's Tau Po'o. We call them the Tau Po'o, the virgins who serve the kawa. Yes. Or the root is kawa. Kawa. We take them out and dry them, then we pound it and it become a powder. Yes. It's from a pepper tree called kawa. And really, you know, we've been drink this stuff for so many years, there's no side effect. Until you drink 50 gallons a day. My goodness, that one looked good. That's the real mix. Tina, we have a great day. See, after the cover ceremony, then the festival begin with dancing and hip ray and all that. The dance? Yeah. At 11:30, we're going to have a preview. We're going to have a preview. Where's my ukulele? Yeah. You got another cup over there. Yes. You want to taste? In fact, Queen Elizabeth have cover. The King of Arabia have cover. Any top people come to the island, they have to drink it. I heard a rumor that Clinton going to be in Samoa to drink cover in Samoa. Hei ngalumali mana. So I heard that the president going to go in the year 2000 to Samoa to drink some cover. Yes. This young man want to try? I think this is the kind of drink that keep us, the Polynesian people, so humble, you know. When Captain Cook come over there, we just say, hello. then you guys kill him, right? We didn't kill him. Because you guys didn't drink the cover that time. Yeah, these guys, they need lessons, you know. Yes. It's very traumatic, you know. See, that when they come to the, we call this the Tanoa. In Fiji Island, they perform it like going to heaven or going to, they have to kneel and walk, crawl with their knee. Because this is a dabu drink, you know. And when they perform it in Fiji, it's so beautiful. But this Fijian we got here, he's a missionary, you know, and he's a bishop. Okay, I think the next program is about ready. Thank you, Tina. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Cultural Association dance group here. What a performance here, just ceremony we witnessed. And I think one of the themes in this annual Florida Folk Festival is the Pacific Asian tradition. And what has been really fascinating is all these people from this region and presented fine and very representative of the art forms and cultural forms to this stage. And it's really shining. The next group is from Jacksonville. They have an organization called the Chinese Cultural Association. They have been there about 11 years, and they have a Chinese school. They have a dance group and some art school. So they are really promoting Chinese culture. The dance they are going to present is kind of mixed culture dance and from some sort of really fine art forms. As we understand, the Chinese dance form has been divided kind of civilian and military styles in ancient time. So the civilian type of dance is more like an entertainment form that is usually held in the court, royal court, so it's entertaining the emperors, you know, all the court. The other military forms of dance is kind of more military-oriented, you know, theme-oriented, just imitating the fight between the groups, just these kind of war theme-related forms. The modern dance actually adapted some folk elements and some local theatrical form aspects of the dance, and also you have seen this elaborated costume that they are going to present, very beautiful, and these costumes. So the first dance they're going to play is called a feather fan. See, they hold this feather fan. This is actually a very ancient dance back to the Tang Dynasty. It's imperial time of the China. So they usually serve a kind of entertainment form in the court. So let's welcome to the Jacksonville Cultural Association. What a performance, you know, very graceful. And these are the supposed finest entertainment forms in the court in the imperial time of China. The next dance is going to be played by these young kids, and they're going to play ribbon dance. The ribbon dance, they use all sorts of different colors. And, you know, don't be fooled by this very short stick and with these very dedicated forms, and it requires years of training of these ribbons. And these are the just, you know, the kids, and they practice very hard to present this very fine arts of the Chinese dance.
Thank you.
our folk festival, like, you know, the festival we're here today, and just lovely, lovely expression of their happiness. They are using the modern version. They are metal ones, not a bamboo version.
Young dance.
Do you know what yo-yo is? Yeah? I bet you never seen a Chinese version of yo-yo. So next, I'm going to present Chinese yo-yo. Frank Yi is the coach of this Chinese yo-yo, so I'll let him to talk about this form.
Okay, Chinese yo-yo is a very balanced mental and physical exercise, and it can be played by all age group. From 6 year old to 60 years old, and you can learn. It just depends. You need to using your hand and your eye coordination, and that's using two string. And you are going to perform the balance act. Once you have the speed, they will make the song, and also make the move. And today, they are all Chinese school student in Jacksonville. Chinese American Cultural Association. They learn the yo-yo from 6 months to 3 years or 4 years, even longer. And they learn those things. It just takes time to practice. Some of the quick one can pick up just one afternoon. But some people like myself, I remember first I tried to learn yo-yo, it took me 3 weeks before I can have the balanced yo-yo performance. So this all depends on your devotion and your patient and your exercise. And now we're going to let them to come to perform it to you, and they're going to perform many, many different act. We're talking about probably 8 different act. Not all of them will do that for you, But whenever they do that, I will let you know, be careful, because the yu are going to fly all over the place. Okay? They're going to do really good tricks, and just watch, and they will perform it to you. And the other thing, the traditional yo-yo actually made by bamboo, and they're much more delicate. And the other thing, they're much more expensive for us to have. And we are having this current version is much cheaper, and they're more durable. And now let's welcome them to come on the stage. The first thing they're going to do is monkey climb the tree. The first thing they're going to do, monkey climb the tree, but before they're doing that, they have to pick up the speed. You're going to see yo-yo start to spinning within their string. Let's get ready. 1, 2, 3, go. The first, they have to make the balance, and then once the speed is picking up, then they can make the next move. You're going to see the yo-yo climb on their stick, string, and going up. I'll give it one more minute. They're going to do that for you. Okay, get ready. 1, 2, and 3, go. Give them an applause. Thank you. The next one they're going to do for you is a bridge. If you look at the structure they make, it's like the bridge nearby. They have the structure for you. Let's pick up the speed now. Let's get ready. 1, 2, and 3, go. Okay, thank you. The next one is a snake. This one, I'm going to tell you, they're going to throw the yo-yo at you. So be careful. But they are safe, though. Don't worry. Let's get ready. 1, 2, and 3, go. See, we see that snake flying, right? Okay, the next one, they're going to do a locomotive for you. Let's just get out of speed. Okay, let's get ready. Change. Okay, get speed now. Get ready. 1, 2, and 3, go. Thank you. Okay, let's change back. Let's change it back. The next one is a very tough one. They're really throwing the yo-yo above them and trying to catch the yo-yo. That's the butterfly. Let's see the yo-yo like a butterfly flying up and then catch with their strings. Let's get ready. Be careful of the line. Need to be careful, okay? Let's get the speed up. 1, 2, and 3, go. Thank you. Okay, next one, they're gonna do the frog. You're gonna see the yo-yo spinning around their legs. And this is a really tough one. We need to really concentrate. So please give them the silence and get ready. They need speed now. 1, 2, and 3, go. Thank you. The next move is neck burn. The basic, they put a yo-yo around their neck and let yo-yo fly around them. So I will ask Andrew to do that. Once he's get ready, let's give the silence and let him do it. He have to concentrate. That's what I said. You need hand and eye coordination. Let's get ready. And after this neck burn, he's going to do the golden finger for you. The golden finger is an even more tougher act. You basically put your finger, the yo-yo spinning on your fingers. And that's a really, really tough one. We're going to see Andrew to do that. And the speed, if you, after this performance, you want to learn, I will ask the kids next to the tent, you want to watch them or learn how to do that. And if you touch the center exit, it's really, really hot because it's really, really fast. You want to ready? Let's just go. Thank you. The next one is the golden finger. This one, even myself, not learned yet. The kid is all performing me. And this is really take a lot of practice. They hurt their fingers, they hurt their, and their mom don't like that, but they really make it. Okay, let's get ready. When he's ready, he's going to do that for you. Let's have the silence for him. Thank you. Thank you. So basic, they all learn the yo-yo from beginning, just make that spin on the string, and then the next move, they start to do action. A lot of things, it take times and practice. If you like to learn, the kid will be around this side after the performance. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. And I think it's going to be a very hot in the USA for all the kids pick up this form. It's not easy to learn, I tell you. Next program, we're going to play some very different form of dance. And as you can see, this costume is very different. Well, you probably won't notice. It's from one of the 54 minority ethnic groups in China. It's called Miao. Actually, many people heard Hmong people in the Southeast Asia. So this is a very similar to, or ethnically, I think it's the same ethnic group in this area. So they're going to play a dance called Golden Cup Dance. This is a celebration during the harvest season. They just use this cup, make some sounds, and a graceful gesture, celebration of their harvest.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's make another round. You know, please stand up, people. Really, really exciting program. Now, if you're interested in this program, I want to talk to this dance group or the yo-yo. Frank is the one you can contact to learn how to the yo-yo. And Mr. Liu is the chairman of the association, so you can contact him as well. The organization also asked me to express the gratitude to the Taipei Economic and Cultural Council here. They made this possible as a part of the granted support to this program. Yeah. So if you have any questions, you know, we have 2 minutes and you can answer your questions. Any questions? Or you can ask them directly. So we can move on to our next presentation. Oh, you have questions? As I said, the first one is the kind of real, kind of elite form, you know, used to play in the court. The rest, the folk, you know, like the children's ribbon dance and the, you know, this click sound dance, are folk dance, as well as the last one. It's a last one is different because ethnically they are different. From Miao is a minority group, but the rest of are Han Chinese dance form. Yeah, but of course, you know, you see some kind of refinement by the modern calligraphy, calligraphy, you know, arranged a little bit. Thank you. Okay, let's move to our next program. Bobby wanted to say something?
Okay, you guys might want to give Willie a hand there and make sure he gets set up properly. I'll start talking while they're setting up. We're going to have here about an hour. Is this mic live?